Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, November 6, 2025, and we have a lineup of industry and manufacturing headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Novum Group S.A. Invitation to the HY 2025-26 results presentation on the 13th of November 2025. Novum Group SA is inviting investors and analysts to a conference call on November 13, 2025 from 2 to 3 p.m. CET. CEO Marcus Whitman and CFO Benjamin Retzer will present the half-year results for 2025-26, followed by a Q&A session. The event can be followed via webcast or conference call, with questions only accepted via the call. The interim report and presentation will be available on the Investor Relations website on the same day at 9 a.m. CET. Novem, a leading supplier of decorative interior trim parts for the premium automotive industry, employs about 4,500 people across 12 locations and achieved revenue of more than €541 million in FY 2024-25. Rock Breaks, Nicola Mining Inc., OTQB, OTQB, gains visibility while carving unique niche. Nicola Mining Inc. gained exposure among global investors at the 2025 Precious Metals Summit in Beaver Creek, Colorado. Positioned as a diversified junior with projects in gold, silver, and industrial minerals, Nicola stands out with its Treasure Mountain Silver Project and Merritt Mill. The permitted mill provides processing capabilities that most junior miners lack, positioning Nicola as a potential hub for third-party ore processing. With a fully permitted mill in British Columbia, Nicola Mining is set apart in the industry, offering unique revenue opportunities beyond exploration success. Defense News Breaks, UCOR Rare Metals Inc., UCU OTCQX, UURAF, Advancing Rare Earth Independence at TM. UCOR Rare Metals Inc. is advancing rare earth independence with its rapid SXEP technology, aiming to build a North American supply chain. With $18.4 million in funding from the U.S. Department of Defense, UCOR is developing its strategic metals complex in Louisiana, targeting early production in 2026. Rapid SX offers a more efficient and eco-friendly alternative to traditional methods, potentially reducing Western reliance on China-sourced materials. Supported by state incentives and partnerships, UCOR's initiative could stabilize critical supply lines for industries like defense, aerospace, electric vehicles, and electronics. For more information, visit UCOR's website at www.ucor.com.
ES Gold Corp., TQB ESAUF, validates processing strategy at Montauban, de-risks path to gold and silver production. ES Gold Corp., a company focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing mineral properties, has validated its processing strategy for the Montauban gold-silver project in Quebec. The company's use of the Merrill-Crowe closed-circuit method ensures operational efficiency and positions them as a leader in the industry. This milestone comes as ES Gold continues construction at the facility, staying ahead of schedule. This validation de-risks their path to production, affirming scalability and long-term growth potential. CEO Gordon Robb expressed confidence in the metallurgical data supporting their plan. Investors can find updates on ESAUF in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire provides specialized communications for the mining and resources sectors, that offering access to a vast network of wire solutions for maximum impact.
Isiah Thomas marks historic milestone, first NBA player with majority control of a public company. Isiah Thomas has made history by becoming the first NBA player to acquire majority control of a publicly traded company. Leading the industrial turnaround of One World Products, now Isiah Enterprises, Thomas aims to achieve break-even profitability by December 2025. Through the acquisition of EcoBioplastics Midland, Izya Enterprises focuses on renewable feedstocks like industrial hemp, soy, and paper cellulose for automotive and food service packaging. With a patented process for hemp fibers, the company is poised to revolutionize automotive components and packaging materials. Izya Enterprises has expanded through partnerships with industry leaders like FlexNGate and Orbis Corporation, tapping into the growing market for biocomposites and sustainable packaging solutions. Izya's vision of ownership and sustainability is driving the company towards a future national exchange listing, with plans to optimize production through AI-driven analytics and expand manufacturing in Michigan. Izya Enterprises is on track to achieve break-even by December 2025, setting a new standard for sustainable profitability in U.S. manufacturing.
Mining news breaks: LaFleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, LFLRF, FSE, 3WK0, launches confirmation drilling at Swanson Gold Deposit to support Beacon Mill restart. LaFleur Minerals Inc. has launched a confirmation drilling program at its Swanson Gold Deposit in Val-d'Or, Quebec, to support the restart of operations at the Beacon Gold Mill. The 10-hole program aims to validate historical drill results and provide new core for metallurgical testing. CEO Paul Tenier highlighted this as a key step toward restarting gold production at record market prices, with assay results expected in the coming weeks. LaFleur Minerals is focused on developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt, with significant potential at the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill. The Swanson Gold Project covers multiple prospects rich in gold and critical metals, easily accessible by road for potential development.
Mining news breaks: Max Power Mining, CSE, OTC, MaxXF, Frankfurt, 89N, appoints energy leader Tom Kishchuk to board of directors. Max Power Mining has appointed Tom Kishchuk, executive director of the Global Institute for Energy, Minerals, and Society, to its board of directors. With over 30 years of experience in technology integration and energy systems, Kishchuk's expertise will be crucial as Max Power advances its natural hydrogen discovery program. The company holds a dominant land position in the natural hydrogen sector and is set to commence drilling in Q4 2025. Max Power also focuses on critical minerals, highlighted by a diamond drilling discovery at the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project. For more information, visit Max Power's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a platform specializing in global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.